Now, will you listen? They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. They not only sin, but they like to brag about it. As a young fella, ran with a pretty fast crowd in the bank I worked in, and we always liked, especially on Monday morning, to brag about our weekend, what we did. And you know what it was, either to get drunk or commit adultery or something like that. That's what you brag about. And they not only sinned, they bragged about it. And there, verse 9 now, chapter 4 of Hosea, and there shall be like people, like priests. The unfortunate thing is that the priesthood had sunk down to the level of the congregation. Now, I have always believed, and as you've heard me say, that I started out in the ministry, I wore a Prince Albert coat and a wing collar. I looked like a mule looking over a whitewashed fence. But I soon gave that up. I dressed just like the man sitting out in the pew, and I'm no different than that man in the pew. But I want to say this, that I want in the pulpit to give out the word of God so that I don't sink down to the level of that which is the man of the world. And today there are many ministers, they're the good guys. One man boasted to me, he says, he comes out to our golf club, he plays golf, and I'm for that. I do that. I think it's great to mix with folk like that. He says, after the game, says he goes in the bar room with us, has a drink with us, says, you know, said he's just one of the fellas, says, I sure do like him. Well, I wonder what God thinks about him. Like people, like priests, and I'll punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings, for they shall eat and not have enough. In other words, famine is coming to the land. And who would ever have believed that this great land of ours, just last year, a few years ago, that there would be no scarcity? Who ever heard of it, that you couldn't buy meat at the meat market, you couldn't buy bread, that there would be a scarcity of anything? May I say to you, I'm not sure. I think God judged this in the Dust Bowl many years ago. That's when I entered the ministry. And nobody listened to God then. Then we had to fight World War II. God judged us. And we didn't come back to God even in World War II. So we've been fighting somewhere ever since. Just can't give it up. They shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit harlotry and shall not increase. You know, there's one thing, friends, about adultery. And I know today that I'm talking to a great many people that have had this in their mind, in their heart, because we're living in this day. And you can take it from a fella that one time in his life, before he's saved, you can never, never enjoy it in the way in which God really wants you to, until you can enjoy it in marriage. And when you can put your arms around the woman that you have been loving, and you can say to her, I love you above everything else in the world. May I say, when you can say that, my friend, then there'll be an increase, and it'll be wonderful. They were committing adultery then, and they're doing it today, but actually there's really no satisfaction in it. It's just a sort of a temporary release. And you hate yourself after that. And I know that. And some of you know that, my friend. And God knows that, because that's what he's saying here. God's spelling it out for you. They shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit harlotry, adultery, and they shall not increase, because they have ceased to take heed to the Lord. Harlotry and wine and new wine take away the heart. Last time we gave you all these statistics about liquor in this country today, and nobody, and I mean nobody today, is lifting a voice against this. And I don't think I've said very much about it, but I sure have said a whole lot the past couple of days, and from time to time we do mention it. Harlotry and wine and new wine take away the heart, my friend. And part of our problem in Washington today are these two sins, harlotry, adultery, and liquor. They're the two problems in our government today. That's the reason that men lie. That's the reason that men will do crooked things. And that is not confined to one party or just one group. The whole crowd is guilty today. One writer said that in Washington, you don't know who to trust. May I say to you, what a sad commentary on our nation today. Don't tell me the new morality is working. It didn't work for Israel. They got away from the Word of God, and they said, we'd try something new. And they went in for it. The Northern Kingdom, you see, they had sin galore. They put up two golden calves. And with that worship of Baal, that was connected with it, the grossest forms of idolatry and the grossest forms of immorality.